We're going to check in with the editorial board of the Arizona Republic. It's a weekly segment where we talk about current issues facing the state and the nation, featured in columns on the newspaper's op-ed pages. Tempe marked an important anniversary over the weekend as Tempe Town Lake turned 20 years old. It's become a huge part of the city's landscape, but the process of getting it started was not an easy one. As a reporter, Phil Boaz was present at the creation and is with me for his weekly appearance to talk about it. Phil, what was it like to get this going, even from a logistical standpoint?
So it really begins in 1967 with an architecture class at ASU, and the dean of the architecture school puts a challenge before his students. What can you do with this scar that we call the Salt River bed? Mm-hmm. You know, make it something that is we can enjoy and appreciate. And that eventually led to an effort that it was going to be metro-wide to redevelop the Salt River and bring it back, restore the wetlands that are there. Only Tempe voters went for it and voted for it. And it happened because Tempe voters were more progressive than the rest of Metro Phoenix, and for a reason, and I'm sure you're familiar with it, is because they got to build out first. So they had to build up, and they had to start doing things that in a different way to be unique and to create charm in their community. And so they went for this. They went for the Rio Salado, and they created Town Lake, and it didn't happen overnight.
Yeah, take us through that. So there was former Mayor Harry Mitchell was heavily involved. Former Mayor Neil Giuliano was involved, others as well.
Yeah, I think Harry Mitchell and Neil Giuliano are probably the two essential people in this, and Harry Mitchell especially, who's there at the creation, because he really had to push forward a vision for the city of Tempe, and he was already doing it for the downtown. He was the guy who moved that. In fact, he was hard-nosed and hard-headed. People used to call him a benevolent dictator, and I covered him at the time. I was a cub reporter at that time, and he was a tough guy. He had a vision, and he was going to push through, and the press had better not get in the way. That was for sure. I felt that. So what they had to do first, and a few people know this, understand it today, who enjoy Town Lake, is you had to channelize that river. You had to go in and dig deeper and put in cement so you could create it to create this protective barrier from flooding, because otherwise if you put buildings up there and you didn't have this, you get your 100-year flood, and pretty soon State Farm is up to their ears in water. So that had to be done first, and that was a huge effort. They got a lot of money donated to be able to do it, contributions from the federal government, Maricopa County, and that took a lot of effort to pull off.
Yeah. And now, of course, Mark Mitchell is mayor and carrying on what his dad wanted, I suppose.
Yeah, and to Neil Giuliano's credit, I mean, he comes along and he has to carry through the vision. And now what is happening is you're getting a lot of opposition that's starting to build up. We're spending this money. Why? And why? How come nobody wants to build next to our beautiful new centerpiece? You know, what's going on, Neil? And why should we continue to do this and waste money and burn money? And Neil kept it going. And it wouldn't have happened if you didn't have somebody with that kind of push making it happen. So
let's move. Just a few years ago, Senator John McCain was heavily involved. One of the things he wanted to do is this Rio Reimagined and this sort of thing, be heavily involved in that. Tell us about the conversation you and the editorial board had with him a few years ago.
Well, what a revelation it was for one of the ASU folks was telling me that John McCain's great passion now is it's not foreign affairs. It's the Rio Reimagined. It's the Rio Salado. What? You're kidding. Okay, so he comes in for an editorial board meeting. We're ready to ask him about this. We didn't need to because he was so eager to talk about it. And he had seen what Tempe had accomplished, and he wanted to go great guns and make sure that the rest of the valley continued to do this. And this created the stirring for Rio Reimagined, which is going to be the push for a generation to really take what Tempe has done and pull it right across through all of these communities that line the Salt River and really tie together the Indian community and all of these different cities that are along the riverbed there. And create vitality, create a great, good place where people can go and do things, have, you know, what they do at Town Lake. They have firework displays and they have mm-hmm. weddings and they're sculling on the river. You know, it's pretty neat.
So McCain wanted Rio Reimagined to be a big part of his legacy then.
Right. He saw it as a legacy project. And so I started telling him, you know, but, you know, he was talking about the economics. And I was telling him, you know, the great thing about Rio Salado, the Salt River, it's our creation story. That's where it all began. If it isn't for that river and it isn't for the Native Americans that came along and created canals from there, cultivated anywhere from 100,000 to 250,000 acres of what we know as Metro Phoenix before Columbus got here, and they did it with canals. Had that not happened, we don't have Phoenix. And so anyways, we do this meeting. McCain goes off to make a video with one of our news people. And I'm in my office, and a moment later, you know, he comes back. He circled back. He came back to my office. He says, hey, I want to talk to you about the history of the Rio Salado. So I want to make an appointment to do that. I never saw him again after that. I mean, he was struggling with terminal illness, and so we never got the chance to have that discussion. But Kate Gallego, the mayor of Phoenix, is writing about it in Viewpoints, the meaning, the history of this place, and how it gives us a sense of place and understanding of who we are. And if there's anything that we in Phoenix crave, it's that, is understanding who we are and what is this place. Rio Salado tells us.
Yeah, really something to tie our past and our present together.
Right.
Okay. Phil, thanks.
Sure.
Phil Boas is editorial director of the Arizona Republic.